Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in New Delhi for 23rd Indo-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives President Putin at the airport, says India-Russia friendship has greatly benefited our people. Kremlin welcomes Prime Minister's presence at the airport as unexpected gesture. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India-Russia ties deepen amid global uncertainty, calls Russia time-tested strategic partner. Supreme Court directs states to reduce workload of BLOs engaged in ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls, ask them to depute additional workforce. Parliament passes the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. IMD forecasts severe cold wave in Punjab, Haryana and eastern Rajasthan tomorrow. And Indian Grandmaster Arjun Eregasi claims Jerusalem Masters 2025 chess title, defeating former world champion Vishwanathan Anand in final. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in New Delhi this evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Putin at the airport. The Kremlin has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unexpected gesture of personally receiving Russian President Vladimir Putin on his arrival at Delhi Airport this evening. Talking to media on the Russian President's historic visit to India, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it is a symbol of a growing and strategic friendship between the two countries. Mr. Peskov said Russia and India enjoy relationships in most sensitive areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post he was delighted to welcome his friend President Putin to India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to their interactions later this evening and tomorrow. He added that India-Russia friendship is a time-tested one that has greatly benefited people. President Putin will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. The visiting dignitary will also pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will hold talks at Hyderabad House tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will host a banquet in his honour. Our correspondent reports that the visit provides an opportunity to review progress in bilateral relations and set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership.
India and Russia cooperate closely at several multilateral platforms such as the UN, G20, BRICS and SCO. This cooperation has been strengthened further through regular exchanges and mutual support during India's presidencies of the G20 and SCO in 2023 and Russia's BRICS presidency in 2024. Russia has consistently expressed support for India's candidature for a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. The bilateral relationship has remained strong and stable over the past 78 years. The India-Russia partnership has been among the steadiest in the contemporary era. With a shared commitment to a multipolar world, as well as to expand the engagement beyond the traditional military, nuclear and space cooperation. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India-Russia ties continue to deepen despite global uncertainty. Describing Russia as India's time-tested special and strategic partner, he said this in his opening remarks while co-chairing the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said since the signing of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership Declaration in 2000, the bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations has grown significantly. Mr. Singh further said that on the economic side, the country welcomes the successful organisation of the 26th meeting of the India-Russia Working Group on Trade and Economic Cooperation held last month in Moscow.
We welcome the successful holding of the 26th meeting of the India-Russia Working Group on Trade and Economic Cooperation in Moscow last month and commencement of negotiation for a free trade agreement with the Russia-led Eurasian Economic Union. We were also eagerly awaiting the visit of His Excellency Vladimir Putin, President of the Russian Federation, to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, which has been fulfilled today. I believe this Leaders' Summit will further strengthen the special and privileged partnership between our two countries.
Speaking on the occasion, Russian Defense Minister Andrei Berisov said India-Russia relations have deepened with a solid, time-proven friendship, which is based on mutual respect. He said both nations are bound by very deep traditions. Mr. Belousov said bilateral relations between both countries have a strategic character and the partnership with India is a key factor for balance in the South Asian region and global security. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy were also present on the occasion. Earlier, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh received Mr. Belousov at Palam Airport. Both leaders later laid wreaths at the National War Memorial. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today addressed the India-Russia Business Forum in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said India-Russia relationship has stood as a testament to decades of unwavering solidarity enduring the uncertainties of a changing world. He stated that India is a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner to the world, working to expand trade, creating framework conditions to grow economic partnership.
India stands as an oasis in the desert, a reliable, trusted and forward-looking partner, friend to all, working with countries around the world to open borders, to expand trade, create the framework conditions to grow economic partnership, strengthening its institutions and also working on a developmental model which has at its core inclusive and sustainable growth.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met his Russian counterpart Mikhail Murashko in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said they discussed various health sector related issues and agreed to enhance bilateral collaboration and partnership in the health sector. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Supreme Court today issued a slew of directions to ease the workload on booth-level officers, BLOs, engaged in the Election Commission's ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise of electoral rolls in several states, taking note of a plea alleging extreme work pressure being faced by the BLOs engaged in the time-bound SIR exercise. The top court directed the state governments to consider deputing additional employees for proportionately reducing their working hours. A bench of Chief Justice of India Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi observed that employees deputed by state governments and state election commissions are obligated to perform such duties, while adding that state governments should intervene whenever BLOs face difficulties. Meanwhile, the Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 97 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the Special Intensive Revision Phase 2. 99.83% of nearly 51 crore electors will be covered in this phase. The Commission said nearly 47 crore forms have been digitized so far. Parliament today passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning it to the Lok Sabha. The legislation is aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. The amendment is required to give the government the fiscal space to increase the rate of Central Excise Duty on tobacco and tobacco products so as to protect tax incidents after the cess ends. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary moved the bill. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stated that higher duties on cigarettes will be shared with the states. The new labor codes implemented by the government on the 21st of last month are poised to offer stability to workers' livelihoods across India. Our correspondent brings a report on how the new reforms are providing a direct benefit to construction workers across the country.
Under the new reforms, the government has directed that no employer shall pay any employee less than the minimum wage. These reforms also have provisions to ensure that any work performed beyond normal working hours must be compensated at not less than twice the regular wage rate. Also, the codes ensured entitlement to welfare schemes for unorganized workers such as life disability cover, health and maternity benefits, and as well as old age protection, etc. Furthermore, if any accident occurs while commuting from residence to the workplace or returning after performing duty, are now covered under employees' compensation. The newly introduced reforms bring wage protection, workplace safety and social security. With Rohan Ankit for Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the government accords highest priority to the safety, security and well-being of Indian nationals abroad and remains engaged with US authorities on addressing illegal immigration and human trafficking. He was replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today. The minister said India works in close coordination with the US on all matters pertaining to deportation of Indian citizens. He said such deportations are subject to an unambiguous verification of their Indian nationality. The minister has strongly registered its concerns with the US authorities on the treatment of deportees, particularly with respect to use of shackles, especially on women and children.
We have very strongly taken up with the American side that this should not be applied to women and children. The initial flights after the Trump administration started vigorously deporting illegals had such cases, but after our protest, to the best of our knowledge since February, we have not had a recurrence of that situation.
Former Mizoram governor and senior advocate Swaraj Kaushal passed away today. He was 73. He was the husband of former Union Minister Sushma Swaraj. His daughter, BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, in a social media post, remembered her father for his affection, discipline, simplicity and patriotism. Born on 12th July 1952 in Solan, Swaraj Kaushal was appointed as the governor of Mizoram at the age of 37 in 1990. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the passing of Swaraj Kaushal. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe cold wave in Punjab, Haryana, eastern Rajasthan and Jharkhand for the next 2 days. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and northeastern states till Saturday. The Met Department informed that heavy rainfall and thunderstorms accompanied with lightning are expected over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the region was recorded at 310 as of 7 p.m. today. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi has claimed the Jerusalem Masters 2025 title, defeating former world champion Vishwanathan Anand in an all-Indian final. Arjun won the title yesterday through a blitz tie break after drawing their initial rapid games. Earlier, Arjun had defeated Russian Grandmaster Peter Switler in the semi-finals, while Anand overcame reigning world blitz champion Ian Nepomniachtchi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in New Delhi for 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives President Putin at the airport, says India-Russia friendship has greatly benefited our people. Kremlin welcomes Prime Minister's presence at the airport as unexpected gesture. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India-Russia ties deepen amid global uncertainty, calls Russia time-tested strategic partner. Supreme Court directs states to reduce workload of BLOs engaged in ongoing SIR of electoral rolls, ask them to depute additional workforce. Parliament passes Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. IMD forecasts severe cold wave in Punjab, Haryana and eastern Rajasthan tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.